Bassist and composer Jimmy Merritt was born in Philadelphia in 1926. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, he made a name for himself nationally, but also founded a groundbreaking Philadelphia-based band that continues to inspire today's generation of jazz artists.
By the 1950s, Jimmy Merritt was playing with Art Blakey and the Messengers in New York, then with trumpeter and vocalist Chet Baker, and later Max Roach. His career was characterized by innovation, even as to the instrument he played.
It looked like an electric bass, but it wasn't. And it turns out Jimmy Merritt sort of pioneered something called the Ampeg bass.
Philadelphia bassists Warren Ory and Kevin McConnell.
It had its own sound, its own unique sound.
He was also one of the first bass players in Philly in the late 1940s, playing with Benny Golsany. They were playing for some blues who picked up the electric bass.
By the early 60s, Merritt had formed and fronted the Forerunners in Philadelphia, developed his own method of playing chord inversions and harmonics, and was composing.
There's a song that he wrote in 7/4 time, which is sort of an unusual time. It's called Namo. And this he was playing when he was with Lee Morgan. But it gives you a clue to where he was headed. He's quite a composer. And he's a real hip cat, you know, a real nice dude.
Real nice gentleman. Had me sit in on his bass with Kenny. You know,
oh,
I was like
cool.
Scared to death playing for him.
Among his other honors, in 2013, the Clef Club of Philadelphia gave Jimmy Merritt its Living Legend Jazz Award.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.